Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, nice to meet you all again. Today we'll be discussing a lot of topics. Before I begin, gonna get into some really deep stuff. I'm gonna be opening up this chat room here right now. So, let's see who's inside the chat room. Guess nobody, but feeling pretty good tonight. So, the first question I gotta ask you all is, what is fiction? What does it mean exactly? What is real from fake? What is heaven from hell? It's just a tricky question to me. The predators feast upon prey on any day. Do humans really matter? And I ask myself this question a lot of the time, too. Whether we're being sleeping or daydreaming or even being awake, most of the time at least. I see we have a caller in the queue. And I might as well answer it soon, but I guess I'll answer it now. I hope it's not one of these callers from last time. 111, you were on the air.
Man, can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, what's up?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yo, it's Rational Ryan. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, I'm not just laying and chilling. What are you?
Pretty much doing the same thing, except I'm not high. Kind of wish I was. Now you're hosting shows on Eddie's account now?
Basically, yeah. Actually, Eddie's in the queue right now. Do you think I should bring him on?
Sure. I mean, do what you want, man.
All right. Eddie Hinkle, you are on the air, I think.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
I'm doing good. Who is this 111?
It appears to be Rational Ryan. I have him here right now.
Oh.
To talk to you on, man.
What's going on, Rational Ryan?
Hello.
Hi, Rational.
727 show about again?
Seems to be about
show.
It seems to be more about spirituality and life, apparently.
Exactly.
Okay.
What is the meaning of life? What do you guys think the meaning of life?
Meaning of life. Man, that's one of the broadest questions ever. Possibly even the most broadest. What is life? The broadest question. Listen, life is just, you know, you, me, everything around us is life, okay? That's basically what it is.
Yeah. But, you know, it's not just life. There's death you have to think of as well. You know, what's after forever, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. What about you, Rational Ryan?
The meaning of life. That is a very good question. Life is all about repetition. You get up in the morning, you eat your breakfast, you go to work or school or whatever, you go back home for your pay and you do whatever the hell you want with it, whether it's saving or you spend it on beer and shit. You know, that kind of repetition can drive one man nuts. Other people are content with it. You know, sometimes you gotta break away from the repetition and, like, you know, actually do something with your life other than, you know, the ordinary. I believe the question was, what is the meaning of life?
Isn't bureaucracy?
Yeah, I believe the question was, what was? Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I believe the the question was.
What were you gonna say?
I believe the question was, what was the meaning of life? I mean, that's just one of the many questions that men strive to answer. I'm trying way too hard to sound deep, man.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, especially how, and no one knows what it is. Nobody knows anything in life.
Life is everything, okay? Yes, hi. Life is everything, dude. Again, it's you, it's me, and it's what Rational Ryan mentioned. It's just basically, okay, it's basically, like, everything that just happens, basically. It's the world. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I get what you mean. I hope you don't mind if I put you on mute, too.
Okay.
Sorry, I just clear my thoughts a bit. These are some great responses from our two callers, as you can see, 111 and Eddie Hinkle, whose number is 574-389-3729. No, I'm just kidding. That's not your number, Eddie. I'm not that. I'm not going to be a jerk, man. But I think everything is amazing in life, okay? And I appreciate what life has given us as it pertains to the water we drink, to the foods we eat and enjoy. I guess I'll bring 111 and Eddie Hinkle back up on the air. 111, you are on the air. You there, 111?
Oh, shit, what?
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, I'm kind of multitasking right now.
Well, I'll bring Eddie on, too. Hey, Eddie, what's up?
I'm doing good. How are you, 727?
I am doing fantastic.
Fantastic, man. That's good. Let's see. Again, you also wanted to talk about dark energies, and it's a thing I really do know about. I mean, do you, like, have any questions about dark energies? Because I could answer any.
What is your opinion on dark energy and dark matter?
Well, dark energies and dark matter. I think, you know, as usual, they are, you know, things that usually go around. I mean, it's evil, and evil does need to flourish at some time. I mean, because I'm pretty much a neutralist, evil forces can be pretty dangerous sometimes, depending on who you meet and what encounters you make. I mean, you can tell because, I mean, I don't know, you just gotta know. I mean, you gotta be spiritually aware to know how powerful a dark spirit is. And since I'm really spiritually aware, I can tell you that there are lots of powerful dark spirits roaming the earth and throughout the universe. Because of this, I mean, you get all these weird energies. I mean, I felt a lot of them, to be honest. And, yeah, man. Kind of my thoughts on those.
That's a good kind of perspective you speak of there, Eddie. But, to respond to that, I kind of like to think about it that way. I mean, even with the word ghost, dark energy, light energy, it's basically just negativity. That's why they call it dark, because dark is opposite of light. That was a really good explanation on this certain subject, which happens to be dark energy and dark matter. I made a couple of encounters with spirits. This happens to be candles lit to attract them. Like what I have right now. But I have to ask, do you know if they can actually hear us? Do you know if we can see them? Do you know what we can hear them? You know what their past life was? Oh, and speaking of past life, I don't know if you guys know this paranormal ghost device that attracts ghosts. It's called a crossover. It's a Skype number you call, and you can actually talk to the spirits. I thought that was a bit weird, don't you think? And I don't want to bring this so paranormal, but I kind of want to speak on a different perspective of life. But I have to do that. I have to mention, paranormal stuff, paranormal activity. And of course, you got to make sure what kind of negativity it can be according to chakras. Which level you are, whether it be survival, anger, happiness, or anything, really. I guess we'll bring Eddie back on the air. But before I do, I got a question for you, Ed, and that is, do we really matter? Do you think we matter? Do you think one voice can matter and cause a huge mass extinction within the whole entire world of billions, and I mean billions of people? So, without more further ado, Eddie, I guess I'll bring you back on the air again the third time. Eddie, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man? I heard the question you asked, and it was about if humans really do matter. I can tell you that every single individual spirit that exists throughout the world and throughout the universe actually matter. They are lives. They have feelings. They are people we're supposed to care about. I mean, there are some people that are mean, You got those dark-spirited people, Don't try to associate with too many of those guys or get influence from them because, they're pretty bad people. I mean, but if you want to bring light into them, then you can give it a shot if you know how. But
How do you
if humans really do matter? Yes?
Wait. Sorry, I just have to ask you. How do you determine whether they're moral or not? Whether, you know, the mortality in this situation of negative people, how do you know if they're negative?
How do I know the morality? Well, can you explain in more detail what you mean?
How do you know who's bad and who's right?
There we go. Okay, I can tell you who's bad. You just got to look at their personality, okay? You just got to look at, you know, different people's personalities. Like, I could tell that you're a really chill dude, okay? You got some high spirits going. I mean, you get a little mixed. And you just got to study a person's personality and a person's emotions. It's pretty easy. I mean, you just got to know the person. I know a few people... personalities. I mean, some of them are like dictators, some of them are like good friends, some of them lighthearted, dark-hearted, neutral-hearted, all kinds of people, all kinds of personalities. And I can tell you that there's some good people, some bad people, and of course neutral people on this planet, depending on who you look at.
It's true, man. Do you have anything else you want to say?
Anything else? I mean, I did want to get hot back on the dark spirit thing because I just wanted to warn people, if you try to associate with dark presences, you're going to not feel as great, okay? I've tried to do this before, and it's not healthy. It's not healthy to center your life around dark forces because if you do, you're going to end up heartless. You're going to end up soulless. And you're going to end up being a mess. And that's what I've kind of learned throughout this spiritual journey that I have taken. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of a good perspective you told us there. And, you know, it's not that bad to communicate with, you know, certain spirits, whether they be good or bad, because some happen to be good. Some happen to be angels or fallen or any of that. But, you know, many things you gotta think about as it pertains to what is, I guess we'll bring 111 on the air. 111, you are on the air.
So, we're talking about human beings and whether or not they matter still?
Yeah.
Of course we fucking matter. I mean, we invented Taco Bell. I mean, can you think about fucking, like, a penguin that invented Taco Bell? Or some shit? I mean, we're the most fucking badass species on planet Earth, for fuck's sake. We're the most highly intelligent species on planet Earth. We're the only species on planet Earth that possess a sense of humor. We're the only species on planet Earth that possess technology.
Yeah. But do you think that we should be here? Do you think that nature should run its course?
I think we should be here, and I think we should be, you know, out in space to... I think we should be out in space still discovering new life. That's why I'm, you know, optimistic about the whole water on Mars thing, you know?
What do you think about Trump kind of defunding NASA? Because I know you mentioned space.
Wait a minute, what? Trump's defunding NASA?
Well, he doesn't think it's that serious.
Well, fuck, man. Hold on a second. I got to join another Discord server. Talk to you later, man.
All right, man. It was nice talking. I think that might be it for this episode. I'm not really feeling the rest of it. I guess this is it. Bye, guys. I'm just going to be on here next week, Friday. All right, it's going to be great. It's going to be great.